And this is Weird News.
Welcome to GSMC Weird News Podcast with Tasia.
I'm Tasia.
I'm Real Ravina.
And I'm just normal Jordan, possibly even a little fake.
Pretty, I believe so. I definitely believe a lot fake.
Yeah, no, you've really taken all the layers out of me, and now I'm bare bones core, just a fake person.
Oh,
I don't even recycle, but I judge people that don't. I don't recycle, and if someone doesn't recycle, I give them crap for not recycling.
This is how I feel about recycling. I do and I don't recycle because I actually took the time to recycle, like, all of my bottles, everything, packaged them all up, took them to the recycle place to get, you know, money back. And for as many bottles as I had and as much money as I received, I stopped recycling.
Yeah, I went too, and I took, like, I had full, like, two full barrels of glass, like, it was alcohol.
Why do you
bottles?
Have two full barrels? Okay,
it
bottles.
Was after,
they were bottles.
It was after yeah. like a wedding.
I didn't know if it was
event,
just shattered.
Right? You know how Indians have lots of wedding events?
Yeah.
I went
big.
There here.
They're so nice.
I went, right? And my mom pumped me up. She's like, Ravina, go return all these bottles. You're going to get a lot of money back. Look how much glass there is. Because in Canada, the glass is worth the most. Here, I got $8.50.
That's a sandwich.
For a lot of work. It was not worth it.
Oh, that was a test. You guys are bad people. I actually do recycle, and I do it for the earth. Don't care about the money. You guys fell right into that quickly. I'm actually kind of ashamed.
Really? No, you recycle for the money.
I don't recycle for the money. I do it to keep our grandkids safe.
Come on. This is America. It's all about the Benjamins, you know. Mm-hmm. So we gotta have the money.
Yeah, yeah. I guess a little bit.
It's what makes everything go round. How are we going to be able to get more stuff to recycle if we don't have any money to buy it?
I feel like I wasted more gas trying to get to the recycling place.
And then standing
the
there, those lines.
But it gives you your good person credit. You can go and tell people, look how much I recycled. And I only did it for $8, but I really did it because I care.
But those lines at the recycling places, man, they're... And then it's not sanitary there. It's just not a fun environment.
Bugs everywhere, and they give you like a little wet wipe at the end just to wipe away your sins or whatever.
Sticky, very sticky. Mm-hmm.
So this is our show where we talk about weird news 15 minutes after we talk about recycling. I don't know if you guys have picked that up so far, but you know, you'll get the hang of it quick.
Got to keep it fresh.
So as we close out, what do you guys feel? Recycling pro or con?
It's a pro, sure.
It's a pro. We're not going to say it's a con because we're not that silly to say that over the radio.
Yeah. We definitely condone doing the right thing.
Of course. Always.
So with that being said, should I kick it off with the first story?
I believe you should, Jordan.
Okay, yeah.
Take it away.
This is one of those weird whodunit Alfred Hitchcock, Twilight Zone, CSI, Law and Order-ers.
Or it was more like they knew who did it, but wrong guy. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so this guy was arrested for murder, and all of a sudden, his twin brother comes out, identical twin, not just the other normal kind that no one cares about. The identical twin came out and said, hey, look, I actually did it. My bad. Thoughts?
So, wait, so one twin killed someone?
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. And he was in custody since 2003.
Yeah, over 10 years.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Just so he could let his brother be free? Like, he knew that he didn't do it and his brother did it?
I don't know much about that. I'm thinking that, they arrested the wrong guy, and he kind of fessed up saying, hey, it was me the whole time. I feel bad that my brother's been...
Why didn't the brother say anything?
Well, I don't know. Maybe this is him like, hey, I want my brother to be free kind of thing, but...
In jail since 2003.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Must have felt bad.
I hope so.
Well, yeah, because that's really weird. I wonder exactly what they were doing for him to not confess until 13 years later and be like, okay, my brother didn't do it. I did it. And because it wasn't, I wonder, like, did his brother tell on him? Because clearly his brother might not have told, because I would assume they would go and investigate something into his twin brother. It's his twin brother. They have to do some type of investigation when someone, you know, claims
like,
it's someone else.
Like,
you know?
Saying, oh, no, it wasn't me. It was my twin brother. And that's when they investigated? Or do you think that the twin brother just kind of came clean and was like, ah, you know, since 2003, he's lost a lot of good years. I should probably just, you know.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. The person who did it was the one who confessed even 13 years later. So that's why I'm like, what was going on between these twin brothers for the twin who was in jail for 13 years to not ever say my brother did it? Well, I mean, that's his brother.
Or maybe he was just saying, like, I didn't do it. And he thought, oh, my God, my identical twin did it. I feel so dumb for not accusing
him. Maybe he never knew his twin brother committed the crime.
Or maybe, and this is all just, you know, being...
us playing detective.
Yeah, or just making up stuff as we go. Like, what I wanted the story to be if I was watching a show. Maybe the twin in prison turned his life around and the identical twin was like, hey, he was a bad guy. I've always been a good guy. Now he's a good guy. Let him be free as a good guy. I'll take the rap because I'm that good of a person.
Definitely don't think that's how it
No,
went,
no,
Jordan.
Probably not.
Just twist it around like
if
that.
If we're just like adding all of the possible connections here, I mean, it happened in Illinois. It's a very giving state. People tend to give more when in Illinois. That's statistically proven. Maybe he
really?
Decided to... No, I made that up too.
Oh,
but
okay, of course.
Possibly.
Should've known better.
Well, I mean, crime is pretty high in Chicago. So honestly, like we were first saying, the guy who originally went down didn't know who did the crime at all. And the guy and the twin who did it, at the end of the day, he didn't want to go to jail. It really sucks. So sad for my brother. That's my twin. Like, that's your twin brother.
Yeah, yeah.
But...
Took a
he
few
didn't
years,
go to,
though. If we're going that scenario, it took over
it took
10 years for him to go.
Life,
but, oh, man, that was my brother 10 years ago.
But think about it, right? If he could kill somebody and not say anything 13 years later, like, you really think that he cares about his brother anymore? Because he clearly has no regard for human life in general.
So you think that, like, well, I don't know. I mean,
not necessarily. Because
things have happened.
Yeah,
here.
Killers I mean, have families, for sure.
You know, I really am starting to like our whodunits more than any other thing we're doing right now.
No,
on the weird
I feel like we're on a
stuff.
Roll with this.
Yeah.
Well, I'm also sure, like, there's a good chance we're not, like, doing any good detective work. But it's really fun to, like, gossip about it,
but
right?
I watch so many of those type of shows.
Right? And like, that should be good enough.
Unsolved Murders, Who Did It? Like,
I was just watching
shows,
the Amanda Knox documentary.
Yeah, you were telling us about that.
And
do you
now,
feel like you have more of an insight for this kind of stuff?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
See, mm-hmm. We definitely know. I was just watching the, you
who
know, the John BenÉ case.
Oh, the John BenÉ.
Because they still
yes.
don't know who did it.
I didn't know much about the John BenÉ case until that really came up recently, and I've been getting into it. Like
September 2016, it like popped off again.
Wow, oh, I couldn't even pull off a surprise birthday party, and people are getting away with murder.
Right? Getting away with murder and then having somebody else take the rap for you for 13 years. Like, that's just absurd to me, pretty much.
That's really funny.
Yeah, Jordan's like, yeah, you're not planning my birthday party. No worries. You
no.
would know if I was anyway.
No,
I'm not
no,
that
I just,
good.
I just imagined a detective like, all that murder, right, guys? Just that's the way he delivers the news. I can't even.
Yeah, I wonder what the detectives who were there to have this guy confess to them felt for they to be like, so you really did it, not your twin brother, not your identical twin brother. So you really, why did you? I don't even think they would be able to finish their sentence like that. Like, they would just continue to, like, start a question and not be able to finish it because I would be so confused. I'm just confused with this story in general. Why did he do this?
Well, I think one of them, he shot a child. Like, he's got a life sentence there. Like, it was a really bad crime. So, yeah. I don't know. Like, I guess I'm not wondering why he like blamed it on the brother. If that's the case,
yeah, I'm wondering.
I'm
why
more
did
wondering.
He confess?
Why did he confess? He must have really turned his life around. But doesn't that usually happen after you're in prison? Like, you avoided the prison. Does that?
Unless he finally just like his brother just kept talking to him, or something happened to that guy who confessed for him to be like, you know, my brother did not do it. I did it. I know all the information to the crime.
Well,
maybe his brother called him and was like, I'm getting really depressed. This mm-hmm. is it. I'm going to kill myself now mm-hmm. so you can continue to live your life because my life's already ruined after the traumatic stuff that's happened to me in jail.
that could be.
Those are some big assumptions, but I don't know. I watched a lot of CSI. Maybe. We're going to have to go to commercial break. When we come back, we'll have the DNA, the fingerprints, and we'll have some interviews with the arresting officer. So,
yes.
See you guys soon.
And actually, we have the guy who came out, the twin.
Oh, yeah. We have one of the twins, maybe even one of the triplets. You'll find out soon, so stick around.
Are you looking for help for your fantasy football team? Check out the GSMC Fantasy Football Podcast. Get today's best advice on who to start, who to sit, even who you should draft. From sleeper picks to red-hot lineups, they got it all covered for you. That's gsmcpodcast.com/fantasy-football-podcast. We'll cover traditional leagues, dynasty, PPR, even IDP leagues. When you need fantasy help, there's just one show to hit up. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast. I'm Real Ravina.
Jordan, still, yeah.
Still, yeah.
That's a good one.
I'm Tasia.
Okay, guys, so have you ever gone into the YMCA to do something besides workout?
I've gone to dance.
What? Is that a thing?
Like a dance class?
I don't want to go on a tangent. It's a dance class?
You know, like for kids, the kids, okay. YMCA.
Okay, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
What about you, Jordan?
I thought it was like a prom thing, like you had a YMCA prom.
No, like a dance, like rehearsal, like, you know, like a teacher takes you take a class.
I just went swimming a lot, yeah.
And I went to the YMCA for birthday parties. But a thief breaks into the YMCA just to steal fake cash from a toy cash register.
That's so weird.
That's probably the weirdest thing I've heard in a while.
Like,
I feel like it was an accident, right? I mean, that couldn't have been like the intention. I'm going to get all this fake money.
Yeah, he had to know. He had to think that it was real.
No, how could you think it's real? It's like red and plastic.
Maybe it was dark and he was dumb.
Oh, maybe he had a kid that he wanted to use it for, because those were, honestly, the fake cash registers when I was a kid, like in elementary school, that was my favorite thing to play with, because we would always like play different games, act like there was a store or just something, you know, buy books, you know, and the daycare with, you know, like the library books, we would just act like you had to buy them. So maybe he just didn't have the money and his kid really wanted that cash register. I don't know. Maybe his kid went to the YMCA. The kid was eyeing that cash register. He was like, I want that one.
Thought he could play hero.
Yeah.
But just to the extremes that he went to, he drops to the floor, breaks into the cash register.
From the story,
the
it sounds
inside.
Like it was just he thought that it had money. And then when he looked back, I was like, oh, I feel really dumb, because you don't go just like stuffing all this fake money into a bag and then getting out without like that, with that much work to be done. I think it's just a case of dumb guy. I mean, it happens a lot on this show.
He had to honestly be intoxicated on some kind of something, because...
No, that's so believable.
Because
yeah.
The coins are clearly fake, dude. The register is clearly fake. The cash is clearly paper, not the real kind.
When you have the adrenaline of being slightly drunk and breaking into a place that you don't belong to, you typically like overlook a lot of basic details around you.
Definitely.
Like the feeling of plastic versus, you know.
Definitely. He was for sure intoxicated on probably something more than alcohol, because...
I hope so. Because yeah. There's no other way to explain this.
Well, honestly, alcohol...
I've seen some bad alcohol stories, yeah.
It impairs your vision pretty badly, and he probably had no idea what he was looking at. But the sad part is most real registers in today's day are black or, you know, darker in some means.
Or even white, like a neutral color.
Yeah, neutral, because they go into, you know, the desk that it's on. But it's not this red and blue and yellow and big white number dots in a little screen. Like, cash registers are pretty up to date nowadays.
I believe like the stupidity coming out of this from like alcohol. I knew I heard a story where I'm from, where these kids got really wasted, and then they broke into a high school and to the computer room, and instead of just stealing the computers, they squirted all the computers down with ketchup and mustard, completely destroying the whole like lab. Like, I think people can do some really dumb things drunk for, you know, not a good reason, or just overlooking I think it's believable.
I think they wanted to destroy it before they were drunk, and they just got the courage when they were drunk.
No, it was one of those. They weren't people in high school. Like, these were people like in their 30s or so.
And it could have been a dare.
And they like later came out saying that they don't remember doing a lot
They're
of that.
They're lying. They went to that high school. Did
oh,
they?
No. I can't, like...
Oh, was this investigated?
It was investigated, yeah. I don't know how much I can say about it, but yeah, that's...
Oh, is it still under, and still under
No,
lawsuit?
no, I just... I
do you know, like, do you know these people, Jordan?
I can't confirm or deny, but I can say that stupid things happen with alcohol, and this is very believable to me.
Yeah, because the dude at the YMCA definitely cleared, you know, you should know your limits when it comes to drinking.
Especially when you're in the YMCA.
Yeah, for sure. I don't get it.
I don't either.
I just don't get it.
You can just go get this at Toys R Us.
Steal the whole cash register. Honestly, if you're going to steal it, just steal the whole thing. Don't just steal the money.
He just stole the money.
Like, what are you going to do? Hand
your
chin?
You're still, like, adding logic to, like, a toy cash register. What good is stealing the toy cash register?
At least your kid will have a toy to play with. Like, what are you going to do with the fake dollar bill?
That's the weird part. He just stole the
cash.
Money.
Well, yeah, because...
Did he take the coins? Did he think he was, like...
Nobody
get, like,
breaks into a
he
gas
was gonna
station.
He was going to win the Monopoly
like,
game, you know? He needed the extra money for Monopoly, so he had to
yeah,
steal
it would have made more
cash.
Sense if he stole the whole register, but just mm-hmm. the fact that he stole the cash, like, what?
I feel like you're, like, adding, like, it would be make a lot more sense if, like, a horse with two heads had, like, two bodies. But, like, even then, it still doesn't make sense. You can't, like, okay, that would do it. All of it doesn't make sense to it. I think it's...
But then I could justify it. Like, he stole the cash register for a kid, or maybe he always wanted one growing up. He couldn't afford it.
No,
but...
because that's, like, the one... There's not... He would have stolen other toys. Like, there's not one toy in the YMCA. They're not famous for their one toy, and that's the cash register. There's other stuff going around.
Yeah, I honestly think that there was something else hidden in that cash register that we just potentially don't know about, that he was trying to get.
I think in, like, if we were watching this on CSI, like, we're all together and we were watching Law & Order, and you said that, like, okay, that's a possibility. But as far as, like, reality, dumb, drunk...
As far as, like, reality, we got to give the guy some kind of benefit of the doubt, you know? Maybe there was...
If you're, like, maybe, hiding something to pick up in a fake cash register...
That would be the perfect place to hide it.
No, it wouldn't, because you had to break into a building to do it.
No, like, the YMCA, like, whoever owned the cash register
they would
hide
it
something.
Outside the building so you don't have to break into the building to take it.
You're not supposed to be taking it is why it's in there.
Why are they hiding it in there?
Because they want it to be hidden.
Wait,
it's
what
the perfect
is it?
Hiding
Why
spot.
Is it? No, it's not.
Like,
something
you had some kind
with.
Of, you know, jewel, and you didn't want anybody to find it.
I feel like you've been reading way too many detective novels right now.
I don't know. I'm just trying to give this guy some kind of credit for something.
Tasia, no. The true detective.
Coming from the real Ravina. You know?
Yeah, this is just all around weird.
It is, seriously. Like, I can't even stick up for him anymore. He's just crazy. He was on something and he has problems.
Yeah.
For sure.
Doesn't seem like somebody to really stick up for in the first place to me.
It's... No. Yeah, that wasn't a good one for me to go that way, but I tried for him. You know, you gotta try.
Yeah,
gotta
no.
Be nice.
If there's
be nice
one thing
person.
I know about you, you love to stick up for the criminals, and that's totally fine.
That is so not the truth.
It's just from what
for
I've
the
seen
criminals?
In like on like our just conversations to ourselves. I mean, you seem to really support
He's
the
such
bad
a liar.
Guys. That's
oh my
it,
gosh,
you know.
Jordan's such a liar. Not the criminals, just the people who, you know, the underdog. Who?
What about the screams underdog to you?
It was because it was a cash register. Yeah.
I feel like we were going to talk about two stories this would until we ended up with you taking his defense right now, which I'm completely lost and I'm just trying to figure it out.
Yeah, I don't know either. I'm kind of lost.
Hey, no, it's fine. I mean, maybe I'm not giving you enough credit. I'm probably being mean. Maybe you've had somebody in your life who was important to you that stole from a cash register that had jewels hidden in it. And I'm like, well, God, why?
If they did, I sure don't have any of those jewels. So that would be nice. Shoot. Yeah. Only way I would stick up for maybe that might be the only way I would stick up for them if they took it and was for me, you know, but it's still a crime.
Obviously not.
So
you're sticking up for a guy that's stealing fake late. Well, maybe it was jewels. Maybe he's a good guy that's stealing hidden jewels from the YMCA kids cash register.
I know. It's the kids cash register. That's the sad part. Like, the kids. What about the kids? You
those
can't
cash
steal
registers
from kids.
Are like $15. I'm sure that's not going to be a big loss.
That's what I'm saying. He could have definitely went to Rite Aid. I'm sure has them. Yeah. Rite Aid, Toys
R Us. The
real ones. Yeah. Yeah, Rite Aid does have a real cash register, and I'm sure it is $15.
Maybe, yeah. So this episode's brought to you by Rite Aid. Should we go ahead and throw that in before a commercial
It's brought
break?
To you by Rite Aid, Toys R Us.
And Kids Cash Registers.
And Kids Cash Registers
and the
YMCA.
YMCA. So we're going to have to go to a commercial break. We already did our commercial, though, but this is going to be just a bonus. When we come back, we're going to be talking about more stuff.
We'll be back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Hello, and I'm Tasia, where I believe that everybody has a chance to a fair and free trial. And this is Weird News.
We should call this one crime-themed episode. This
crime
has been
theme.
Really... Or I guess we're going to break the mold after this story, but, you know, normally this has been a very crime.
Who did it and why, and yeah. why Tasia, I believe they should, you know, have some type of chance.
That one's pretty said and done, though. It's not even like we're like, let's save the guy because we don't know if he did it. All we know is that there's a guy that did it, and you're already like, oh, let's take a side. He's not that bad.
Whatever, Jordan.
Normally, we like... If we say, oh, that murderer, David Smith, we should watch out for him. Not, oh, we should watch out for whoever murdered that guy.
Oh, definitely, definitely. We should know the victim's name.
No, we should.
So anyways, John in Doman. Other weird news, have you guys heard of, so we all definitely have heard of virtual realities. We've seen the different companies coming out with their, you know, headgear.
Like the Samsung phone that mm-hmm. you can just slide into.
Yeah,
the
Google
Sam-
Google.
Yeah,
kind of
Google has also- one as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Google.
I've never
Google.
Tried one yet.
Oh, yeah? I've
PlayStation
the one-
has them, like all different kinds of things.
Yeah, I'm late to that party.
I got to try it when I went to L.A., and it was a lot of fun where I was just shooting alien spaceships or I was in a car, and it really felt like I was in a car. And that really blew me away.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
No, we should get one for the office.
That's really cool. I want to feel like I'm somewhere else sometimes.
Well, they have a new program now that'll allow you to feel like a dying cow, if you've ever wondered.
A dying cow.
It's not necessarily the dying part is the part they want you to feel. Cow. I think they just want you to see the eye, like see the world from the eyes of a cow, like the cow's perception.
I wonder if the person who made this is a vegetarian.
I don't
Probably.
Know. So they right? have this new program that's made, and it's for people. It involves you being on all fours, and it shows you the eyes of the doomed cow. So you are being the cow that has to end up getting, you know, sold for meat. And they also have one where you are coral, and you are watching yourself die as coral as the ocean gets polluted.
That's the weird one to me.
That's the weird one to you?
Yeah, because coral doesn't necessarily, I mean, cows, whatever, people like to play as animals all the time. That's not that weird.
I think you're missing the point of that one.
Because people do those kind of weird things, you know?
Okay, yeah, no, I'll people buy have that does those, look like one of those weird things people do.
Yeah, people are like that.
One of those weird kinks.
But to be a coral, it's like, I'm going to be a sponge. You
You'd
know?
Rather be sponge?
I mean, at least there's SpongeBob. I don't know. I don't want to be any of those sea creatures, honestly.
You'd rather be the lion.
I just find it very weird to be coral, because coral isn't seen as something that's like, you know, movable and like mobile and livable to be.
Yeah.
You know, why would you be that? Why would you make that the study to
try to make people feel more connected with like the environment. So if you are the dying cow, or if you're the dying coral, it goes, oh, wow, I care about coral now. I didn't before, but...
So I guess they're saying if you saw how coral felt and how coral saw the pollution around them, they would stop. You would stop polluting.
I would feel sad, and yeah. Maybe I would. Because I stopped eating meat, right? Because I seen how, like, when I watch those videos, it makes me feel, like, sad.
I thought it was because of a bad chicken nugget.
It was a bad chicken nugget, but it all spiraled from there.
Yeah, no, I understand. That was the start of it.
Right? And then I was like, well, people in China eat dogs, and I have a dog, and chickens are pet to some people, blah, 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 blah. So anyways, yeah, I feel like this game would really affect me and make me feel sad and make me want to adopt a bunch of cows.
And that's the thing. They did a test where...
I'm not adopting no cows.
I wouldn't go that far.
You're not adopting any cows. I'm not a big fan of cows. Gonna like stock them up in Stockton for you. You know, just have them all like
in your backyard. Our neighbor just got a donkey.
Well, donkeys
and geese. So one's going hee haw, hee haw, and one's going meh meh.
Yeah, that's not as weird. You can drive around houses pretty far, like out, like, you know, houses that are closer to like a lot of like just big land areas. People have donkeys and horses and turkeys.
I've never seen so many turkeys until I got to California.
Oh my gosh, I've never seen so many
turkeys.
My
mother-in-law used to keep them. Like, they would have turkeys running around in the backyard.
And was she a vegetarian too? Was it just like a loved pet or?
No, I think they killed them and ate them.
If there was going to be like those kind of like farm animals, I'd rather be a turkey, because imagine they're like flocking all together, you know, big old group of them. Like you just running around and
like
charging on people.
I totally see what you mean, but the whole game isn't like shoot lasers out of your cow head to get points. Like they did the test where they made people
die
wear
the
VR.
The game.
They wore the VR and they had to get on their all fours and be a cow that's getting prodded to the slaughterhouse.
Yeah.
And those people came out saying, oh my God, I care about the ocean more now. Oh, cows, they're actually in a lot of trouble. So they did a test with people watching the simulation and then people actually in the simulation. People in the simulation started to care more. So I think you're onto something, Ravina.
I'm not sure. I'm probably like with this person, remember how we talked about the Chipotle eating thing and then they got the free coupons, how I would have wanted the free coupons.
Yeah.
I'm still that person, you know. I would walk out of this and still want a burger.
What is
just
that?
Just maybe not right now.
Well, even then, that's like job well done, right? Because you cared enough. I would probably
unless
eat a
I
burger
was that,
instantly after.
Yeah, unless I was that hungry thing. Because honestly speaking, watching the way they, because I've seen those kind of movies before. I've seen the, you know, big McDonald's, all that stuff. I still eat McDonald's. But the thing is, that's not how I eat my food. Oops. That's, you know, like, that's not how I do it at all. That's not, I don't slaughter my own stuff. I don't make it myself.
Do you think that's like a
no. That's why I'm saying this virtual reality wouldn't work for me, because I buy my food at the grocery store. It's already packaged, you know. I might not even have to touch
it. It's like out of sight, out of mind for you, right?
Exactly.
So it's like, if you're not killing the meat, you're not doing the deed. You just want nothing to do with that. You just want to see a perfectly cooked chicken breast with the rice and the salad and be done with it.
That's the point of it. I mean, this isn't where they're targeting butchers and farmers and going, hey, look at what you're doing. This is for the people that don't see that stuff. So I'm also in that boat where as soon as I get out of the VR, I'm really likely to go have a burger. It would probably make me hungry just doing it.
Yeah,
but
it would make me hungry.
I think that
looking at a cow makes you guys hungry.
No, not looking at cows. It actually makes me feel like nasty because they usually smell. But
yeah, but like maybe a picture of a cow can
make
me hungry.
Really?
Just the simple fact that I saw something knowing that, okay, it was it was done in a brutal sense, but it was done to like make something in the end. I would want what was made in the end.
How
know?
Kind of
I
you.
Want that filet mignon. You feel me?
No, I didn't. The vegetarian does not feel you.
You know, you used to like it. You used to like it. It's just been a year.
I used to, yeah.
Yeah, and you still got time to come back to the dark side.
The crazy thing is,
I don't think I will.
Filet mignon's very expensive. So totally off topic. Filet mignon is very expensive in restaurants. But if you buy your own filet mignon at the grocery store, do you
really
know how
price? It's like $7.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Is filet mignon like steak?
Yeah, it's like a really tender, nice cut of the steak. But you can buy like one little filet, and mind you, they're not big. They're like a palm-sized piece of steak. Mm-hmm. And you buy one plate with, you know, your sides at any nice restaurant, it's going to be like at least $30.
Wow.
Where are we going with
that? It's just the fact that filet mignon, you know, it's just so expensive.
So the cows got her hungry.
Yeah, exactly. See, that's what I'm saying. I think we're the
worst people to talk about this because
we went from pieces of the cow right there.
Oh, that my goodness.
This started as us talking about like the VR to help cows, and it ends with us talking about delicious meat.
That's exactly where we should go with weird news.
We can actually like end it right here.
Yeah.
Because this is the end of our show.
This is definitely the end of our show with that.
I think we just failed the good person test.
We are good people, but we're just not all vegetarians like Ravina.
No, yeah. And that shouldn't judge us for that.
Because she's the real Ravina.
No judgments. I'm just going to go make Tasia hug a cow peacefully after this segment.
Nah, I'm going to In-N-Out for sure.
Yeah, me too. I'll come.
I'll get the grilled cheese.
Yeah, you will.
All right. So that being said, I hope you guys enjoyed this show. If you liked what you heard, you can check us out on gsmcpodcast.com, iTunes, Google Play. Where else?
Stitchers as well.
Stitcher. Oh, yeah. And you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. So
like us in real life, too, you know?
Yeah, like us in real life. That'd be really nice of you.
That would be really nice. And I'm Tasia.
I'm Jordan.
And I'm Real Ravina.
And this was Weird News.
Yeah, see you guys later.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.